Good evening and welcome to Oliva Strum High School. Butch Halama here along with Laura Watke. And, you know, you've been telling me this all season. When we were setting the schedule, Laura told me this. We got going, she said, volleyball goes really fast. Here we are to the last week. We got tournaments a week from tonight.
I know, I told you, it's too fast.
And there are a few of the regionals up, but the rest of them don't have to be up until Thursday. So we're not sure where we'll be next Tuesday. Buck and I will be in Galesville on Thursday night as GET host Arcadia. That'll be the last regular season game. And then a week from tonight, like we said on Tuesday, we will be starting WIA regional coverage here on WHTL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of what everybody hopes for, looks forward to.
It is.
And in girls volleyball, like basketball, they all are involved in the tournament.
Yep,
it just depends on the seeding and everything.
Yep.
Seeding is a little more automated now. It's not quite like it used to be.
No, yeah, I think it's all computerized for the most part.
So, yeah. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Choosing the business is an important decision.
How come I'm not hearing it? Welcome back to Oliva Strum High School. We are here for a Dairyland Conference matchup between the Augusta Beavers and the Oliva Strum Cardinals. We've seen both of these schools already this year.
We have a couple times.
It should be pretty competitive, don't you feel like?
I do. I think, you know, Oliva Strum is really consistent. They don't get really low. They don't always get super high. They're just very consistent. They're there, they're in it, and they just keep their, their game
slow
exactly
and steady
where it needs to be. And sometimes I'm sure as a coach you're really happy they don't get low, but I bet every once in a while you wish they got high. But sometimes with highs come low, so they're what, like, I said, super consistent team. And Augusta I have seen go high and low. We watched them in Whitehall and they just did not play up to their capability. And I talked to the coach and I talked to a couple of the girls that I just know offhand, and they were like, we were off, like we just didn't play like it was, you know. And I'm like, well, it's too late in the season to do that, so you better snap out of it. So I think if Augusta shows up and they have that teamwork together, they're on point, I think it'll be very consistent, 100%.
We've got a lot of little ones here tonight as they're using their youth program, and I think there's 50 of them, 60 of them running around here helping out, you know, around the court here tonight. And it's a way to build a program, get them involved here. I mean, there's some little big ones.
Like, like the ones in front of it, I can like see over their heads when I'm sitting down to watch the girls. So they are little, but it is so, you know, how impressionable of an age to come and see these big, strong girls just hitting the ball. And so that is super cool for them to be able to see and witness and be a part of.
We're here tonight, like we said, at Oliva Strum High School as they take on Augusta. Other softball matches in the area include Lincoln. Volleyball. It's been a long week, what can I say? Lincoln is at Blair Taylor. Independence Gilmington is at Melrose Mindoro. Viroqua is at Black River Falls. Mondovi at Elmwood Plum City. Spring Valley is at Durand, Arkansas. Pepin Elma is at Osseo Fairchild. Whitehall travels to Eau Claire Emanuel. West Salem is at GET. In the Dairyland half of it, at least, Eau Claire Emanuel seems to be the cream of the crop, right?
They are. They are on the very top, and then, you know, right below them is that Blair Taylor Oliva Strum battle.
Next tier?
Yep, absolutely. And Emanuel's been there for a few years. It's fun to see Blair Taylor and Oliva Strum. It'll be fun to see them in the postseason, I think, too.
And we hope to have to let you know by Friday, who we will be covering next Tuesday. And with football, it's the same thing. We hope to know by sometime Saturday afternoon, so Monday be listening, and we'll probably have that going for us. We're going to take another break, and we'll be back after these messages. And welcome back to Local High School Sports. This is Laura Watke and Butch Halama here with you tonight. Oliva Strum High School for a Dairyland Conference matchup. Like we spoke real early in the pregame here, Laura, the season is winding down as Thursday night wraps it up for the regular season. And then right away next Tuesday, a week from tonight, we're into the WIA playoffs.
That's exciting, isn't it? I'm excited.
It is. And, you know, you talk about it, and a lot of these girls are seniors. And does it kind of hit you a little bit when you're a senior? You know, oh my gosh, I got one regular season. This is it.
I don't know if the regular season really hit me. I couldn't tell you who I played for my last regular season game, but I remember the last game I played.
Playoffs really stuck with you a little bit, huh? Who was it?
Onalaska Luther.
Really?
Yeah. It was a close one, too.
Where was it at?
Onalaska Luther.
Yeah. Well, we're getting close to getting ready for the starting lineups and stuff going on. Yeah, I'll tell you what, Laura, let's take another short break, and we'll be back. And I believe you've got the starting lineups for us.
Yep.
We'll be back with those in just a minute or two.
Join Co-op Credit Union as we celebrate International Credit Union Day.
And we're back here at Levi-Strom High School. I'm going to turn it over to Laura Watke now, and she's got our starting lineups for this evening's contest.
I'm going to start with the visiting Augusta Beavers. Number one, Danica Wolf, a senior. Number three, Caden Kirkham, a junior. Number five, Cecilia Schroeder, a junior. Number 10, Maddie Meyer, a junior. Number 11, Stella Zank, a junior. Number 12, Riley Bethke, a sophomore. Number 16, Brooklyn Kruger, a junior.
Only one senior out of all that.
Only one senior, yeah. Hopefully they can hear me. That's a good pep band.
Yeah, we got the pep band here tonight.
For the home Levi-Strom Cardinals, we have number 2, Avery Spangberg, a junior. Number 16, Gabby Frank, a senior. Number 5, Dahlia Lone Tree Rindall, a junior. Number 7, Medea Brown, a junior. Number 8, Mariah Stephenson, also a junior. Number 9, Avea Zwiefelhofer, a junior. And number 12, Eliza Kulig, a senior.
I think we'll take a little break here as they're getting ready to do the national anthem, and we'll be back after that with the first serve.
Blade Millworks and Strum has been your quality.
Our new ingredients, North America.
And welcome back to Levi-Strom High School. Butch Halama along with Laura Watke for this big Darylin Conference volleyball match.
Yeah.
And Levi-Strom is going to be serving to start this. And they do have quite a student section behind them here tonight. They may not be great in numbers, but they're great in volume.
They are. And there's a lot of people in the stands with it being
used. Nice crowd. It really is. It's good to see. Of course, they get this thing lined up. And now Brown coming out for number 16, Frank, right.
Libero.
And she looks like she'll be serving, huh?
Absolutely. And they're good. Frank's serve is good. Kruger goes outside to Meyer. They dig it up on the Cardinal side and get it over on three. Back over to Meyer. Frank bringing it up to the front row. Zwiefelhofer with a hit. A block by Kirkham, but it's out of bounds. Point Cardinals. Frank serves again. Serve is good. Wolf getting the serve receive. Outside to Meyer, into the net.
And always, they like to jump out to that lead at the beginning.
It always feels good.
It's better than fighting back all the time. There's an ace. And her teammates were quick to congratulate her on that.
As they should. Aces, easy points. Frank serves again. Kruger goes middle to Kadum, blocked, but out of bounds by Kulig.
That ball rolled from almost mid-net, on that top line of the net all the way out of bounds.
It did. Now the Beavers will serve, and Kruger will be serving. They're down 1-3 in the first set. Serve is good. She tries to tip it over on two, but Meyer stuffs it. Point Beavers. Kruger will serve again. Augusta 2, Cardinals 3. Serve is good. They keep it in the back row, and they pass it over on three back to the Beavers. Kruger goes outside to Meyer, blocked by... Nice effort. Blocked by Kulig, and they scrambled. They got two hits on it, and it just hit the antenna and couldn't get it over the net. Tied up here at three in the first set. Kruger serving for the Beavers. Serve is good. Spangberg getting the serve received, but it falls on the Cardinal side.
That one where Kulig and Spangberg kind of ran into each other. It's 2-12, and it's kind of appropriate because Eliza's got about a foot on her.
He was ahead by one. Kruger serves again to Spangberg. Ace Kruger.
Kruger doesn't seem to have an overpowering serve, but it's coming across faster than it looks, doesn't it? And it's just above the net.
It is. It's got a nice drop on it. A lot of spin. Serve is good. They go to Kulig. out of bounds.
I had the scoring table in the way. I could not give you an opinion on that one.
I didn't even see it. Beavers ahead 6-3 in the first set. Kruger serving out of bounds. She went on a 5-point.
Yeah.
Now we have Bartholomew going in for Zwiefelhofer and Iverson going in for Spangberg for the Cardinals. And Bartholomew will serve. The Oliva Strom Cardinals are down 4-6 in the first set. Serve is out of bounds.
Number 12, Bethke, just some, there was communications there because she was going after and all of a sudden she pulled her hands down.
Meyer serves for the Cardinals. Bartholomew on the serve receive. They go to Cooley. She tips it to an open spot. Zink tries to save it, but it falls out of bounds. Now we have Bauer going in for Lone Tree Rindall.
That's eight deep already for the Cardinals, isn't it?
Yes. Out of bounds for number eight, Stephenson, for the Cardinals. We have Schroeder going in for Wolf on the Beaver side, and Kirkham will be serving for the Beavers. They're up 8-5 in the first set. Serve is good. Bartholomew gets underneath that. They pass it over on three back to the Beavers. Kruger goes back to 12 for Bethke, but it is blocked by
Iverson. Boy, they're running in and out like crazy. Brown is in for the libero for the Oliva Strom Cardinals, and that's Frank. And on the other side, Wolf is in. I'm sorry, I didn't
Kirkham.
See who, Kirkham.
Yep.
Good thing somebody's paying attention.
And now Kulig will be serving for the Cardinals. Serve is good. Meyer gets underneath that. They go outside to Zane.
She just mistimed it.
Yep. Her face was like, oh.
And the student section is letting her know about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kulig will serve again for the Cardinals. They are down 1 point, 7-8 in the first set. Serve is ace. That was a well-placed ball. There,
yep.
Meyer was right there, but it just fell right in front of her.
Cooley's got that long extension, and she has a little bit of a hop and step to get to the line to serve, and she put some power on behind that again.
Another ace for Kulig. Now the Cardinals are up 1.928 in the first set. Kulig serve drops in that same spot. Nice serve. This time they're able to get it over on three passes. They go outside to Iverson. It stuck in the hands of Bethke. It kind of played ping pong in her hands.
Yeah,
there
in
a little
her
bit.
Own hands, yeah. So Cooley got a bit of a serving run here.
Absolutely. And it's very consistent, too. It's right there in that middle. Kruger with the serve receive. Wolf helping it out. Zink with a roll. Stephenson going back to number. I can't see what number was. Reavers return that ball. Stephenson going back row to Kulig.
Just like that, Oliva Strom jumps out to an 11-8 lead.
Kulig still serving. Serve is good. Meyer getting the serve received. Wolf saving it from the back row. They pass it over on three. Stephenson goes back to Bauer. Dig by Kruger over the net on two. This time they go out to Iverson with a roll. Wolf with a dig, but it falls flat and hits the ground.
That one must have had some spin on it because Wolf got under it and it just kind of crawled up her arms. They're taking a timeout here, so we will too.
Tri-City Sanitation of Lighthawk.
She is. The Cardinals are up 12-8 here in the first set. Serve is good. Kruger with the serve receive. Wolf helping it out. Meyer with the back row attack. Dig by Kulig. They go middle to Schroeder, out of bounds.
also where we see often sometimes when that timeout will disrupt the serve. It hasn't this time.
It didn't work that time.
And they're trying to find the volleyball. It's out in the lunchroom someplace.
Sometimes you need the timeout for the freeze of the server, and sometimes you just need to talk to those girls.
Yeah.
Get them pepped up again. Get them working as a team
but
together.
But Cooley came back and put the serve right where she had the previous. How many?
All right. Here we go. Kulig serve is good. Kruger with the serve receive.
In the
they
net.
Set it up to Zank there with a hard hit, but it falls in the net.
I have to say the Oliva Strum student section is in good voice tonight.
They are. They're powerful and positive still. Kulig with the serve receive. They go outside to Zank. She tips it. Attempt to block by Bauer and Brown, and it falls on the Cardinal side. We have Frank in and Kulig out for the Cardinals. And we have Kruger out and Gunter in for the Beavers. Number 12, Riley Bethke, will serve for the Beavers. They're down 9-14 in the first set. Frank gets the serve receive. Out to Iverson. Touch the net. Myers tries to dig it, and it's into the bench. We have Zwiefelhofer going in for Bartholomew, and we have Spangberg going in for Iverson.
Spangberg going back to serve.
She is. Serve is deep.
15-10 here in the first set. Oliva Strum over Augusta.
Stella Zank will serve for the Beavers. Try to make up this 5-point differential here. And the pass goes to the top of the net, and we try to, Stephenson tried to tip it over onto, but it hit the tape. Zank will serve again for the Beavers. Hard serve, Frank getting the serve receive. They go out to Zwiefelhofer for a nice hit, dug up by Zank. Out of bounds by Meyer. Now we've got Lone Tree Rindahl going in for, no, she came out for Stephenson?
I think it was number 8, wasn't it? Oh, they're saying a tip.
Oh.
Okay. So it's 15-12.
Yep. Zank serving again for the Beavers. Serve is good. Spangberg getting the serve received. They go back to Bauer. Saved by Zank. Over on 3 to the Beavers, back to the Cardinals. Stephenson goes outside to Zwiefelhofer. Into the net for the Beavers. Sometimes that happens on the block.
Yeah.
Now we have Lone Tree Rindahl going in for Bauer. And Lone Tree Rindahl will serve for the Cardinals. They're up 16-12 in the first set. Serve is good. Zank with the serve receive. 3 passes back to the Cardinals. Stephenson going quick to Bauer. Brown, sorry. Beavers turn it back over. A back row attack by Lone Tree Rindahl is out of bounds. Kirkham in and Schroeder out for the Beavers, and libero Wolf will serve for the Beavers. They're down 13-16 in the first set. Wolf's serve is good. Spanger getting the serve received. Zwiefelhofer with a hit and a kill. Wolf there, but that was another flat one. It was like there wasn't enough ball movement to do anything with the
Brown out and Cooley again for the Cardinals here.
Ooh. Served by Frank, hits the net. Kruger will be going back in. Gunter will come out for the Cardinals, and Kruger will serve. Last time she targeted Spangberg. Let's see if she's got the same plan. Almost. Middle back. Stephenson goes outside to Kulig for the kill.
Kulig's a tall, lanky gal. She's got a pretty good wingspan on her.
Bartholomew is in for Zwiefelhofer, and Iverson is in for Spangberg. She does, because she was at the 10-foot line, so she decided not to jump, and she just did a more of a controlled hit with that and still made it work. Bartholomew's serve for the Cardinals is good. Kruger goes outside to Kirkham. She passes it over. Stephenson does a quick set to Cooley for the kill. Those quick sets are money.
You put that right there, that far above the net, Miss Kulig is going to score a lot more times than she doesn't.
And it's hard to set up a block for that because they're quick.
It's so quick.
Yep. You can't even transition over. Bartholomew will serve again for the Cardinals, who are up 19-14. Serve is good. Zank gets the serve received. Kruger goes outside to Kirkham, rolls over the net for the kill.
I thought you were going to get that one.
I did with my foot.
They leave us from ahead, but not quite in control. And when they get that 5-point lead or so, Augusta comes right back.
Meyer's serve is good. Stephenson sets up Cooling, and she punches it over.
That was a nice move by Cooling.
They go outside to Zank, and it falls out of bounds on the Cardinal side. Point for the Beavers. Meyer's will serve again. 3 points they have here to make up to make it a tied game here in the first set. Meyer's serve is good. Frank gets the serve receipt. Stevenson goes quick to blocked by Bethke. Kirkham with a hit. Quick net play there by the Cardinal girls. Back over to the Beavers, and Zank gets a hit.
Kulik tips it over on
two. Kirkham hits it back over to the Cardinals. Stephenson goes to Kulik again, and Kirkham whacks it and blocks it, touches out of bounds as it touches the antenna for Iverson. Nice volley.
Yeah.
That was great.
Who was it that blocked Kulik? Was that number 12?
That was Kirkham.
Oh, Kirkham.
Well, number 12, Bethke, did have a tip on one of hers, too, but the block was Kirkham. Serve is good for the Beavers. They go, Cardinals set it up and go outside to Iverson for the kill.
And she aimed that one. She seen an opening and she went for it.
She did. Bowers for the Cardinals will go in for Lone Tree Rindall. And Stephenson will serve for the Cardinals. They're up 20-17 in the first set. Serve is in the net. We have Schroeder going in and Wolf coming out for the Beavers and Kirkham to serve. 2 points to tie it up here. Beavers down 2 points. Serve is good, excuse me. Bauer tips it over. Kruger sets up. Someone was in the net.
Sets up
Bethke with a nice hit, and the Cardinals were in the net. I didn't see who, so I was watching the ball, but.
You see, that floor official knows better. She was watching the players.
That is her job. She signaled 12. Serve by Kirkham is good. Bartholomew with the serve received. Stephenson trying to save it, and she ends up tipping it over instead of setting
up. Yeah, I think she caught him a touch off guard there.
She did. She didn't. I don't think she meant it, but it worked. Brown in and Frank out for the Cardinals, and Kulig is back to serve. I feel like she just was there.
Yeah, the rotation has gone quick here.
They have. Kulig's serve is good. Meyer gets the serve received. Bethke goes outside to Zank with a roll and a kill. We've got Guntner going in for Kruger. And Bethke serving for the Beavers. They're down 1 point out of bounds for the serve. Zwiefelhofer in for Bartholomew. And Spangberg in for Iverson for the Cardinals. Spangberg will serve. They're up 22-20 in the first set. Tight game here at the end. It didn't start out as tight, but it became a tighter.
I think Aliva Strum had a 5-point lead at one time. Oh, nice dive by, was that Zank?
Save for Zank. Nice roll by Guntner. Stephenson goes outside to Zwiefelhofer. Touched in the front row, but kill for Zwiefelhofer.
A little bit of power behind that swing that time.
I think that was Schroeder and Zank. They got a hand on it. That helps get some time for the back row, but it wasn't enough. Spangberg to serve. 23-20. Zank with the serve receive. Bethke going outside to Guntner. Frank getting the dig. They go out to Bauer. Nice hit. Bethke getting the dig. And it goes into the stands on that second hit.
Set point, 24-20.
Time to dig in, see how many set points the Beavers can avoid or how many the Levi-Strom Cardinals can get her done with. Spangberg's serve is deep.
Well, they avoided the first set point.
One. What in Independence, how many did they avoid? It was Independence, Osseo. Wasn't it like four or five?
Five, maybe even six.
Zank serve is good. Outside to Zwiefelhofer. Zank with a touch, save. Meyer hits it over. Frank gets the dig. Stephenson going back to Bauer. Touch, point for best game.
And that's it.
25-21 in favor of the Cardinals.
We'll be back with the second set right after these messages.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your...
And we're back here at Levi-Strom High School. Augusta taking on Levi-Strom in Maryland Conference Volleyball. Levi-Strom took the first set. What was that, 25-21.
Beaver serve. Kruger lining up. Serve is good. Ace. That's a good way to start your serving rotation. Maybe they just weren't ready. I felt like no one even moved. Cougar serving again. Out of bounds. We have Bartholomew going in for
Zwiefelhofer
and Iverson going in for Spangberg. For the Cardinals, Bartholomew will serve, tied up at one in the second set. Bartholomew hits it into the net. Meyer serving for the Beavers, up 2-1. Into the net. We're gonna move a lot of ladies if we keep serving into the net.
Yeah.
We have Bauer coming in for Lone Tree Rindall for the Cardinals. And Stephenson will serve for the Cardinals, tied up at two. Into the net. Three in a row.
Oh, we hadn't had that much of it yet tonight. Now we have.
Wolf
is, that
is
Schroeder?
Out, and Schroeder is in. Kirkham lined up to serve for the Beavers, ahead by one, 3-2. Serve is good. Frank getting the serve receive. And a kill for Kulig. I couldn't tell if that was the net or if that was her hand, but they are all good. Kill for Kulig, and now she'll go back to serve. Frank is out. And Brown came in.
Yep.
Kulig serve is good. Meyer with the serve receive. Bethke going outside to Zink. Touch by Brown. Stephenson coming outside to Iverson. Out of bounds.
Frank in for Kulig on this side.
And we have Halverson going in for Kruger on the Beaver side. Bethke serving. Serve is good. Brown getting the serve receive. Stephenson going back to Iverson. Rolls to the middle for the kill. Zwiefelhofer in for Bartholomew and Spangberg back in for Iverson. That was a quick with so many missed serves, those girls didn't get much of a bench break, did they?
No, the rotation kept rotating.
Spangberg will serve for the Cardinals, tied up here at four. Spangberg's serve is good. Zank getting the serve receive. Bethke going quick. Ooh, and a nice tip there by number five, Schroeder, for the Beavers. She went up like she was going to full swing, and then she just touched it.
Change up.
That was good role playing there. Zink serving for the Beavers into the net. Fourth missed serve for these two teams. Bauer out and Lone Tree Rindall in. Lone Tree Rindall will serve, tied up here at five. Serve is an ace.
She got caught in between, she being Wolf. She didn't know if she should hit it or not. And is that a little lack of communication, or is that just do I, don't I?
There's that, and it just, I didn't watch the ball, too. It could be, you know, it could have been a floater. She could have thought that it was going to drop, and then it never did, so we'll watch here. That one dropped pretty quick. Wolf there to dig it up that time, but it's still an ace because nobody went after it.
Yeah. And that was one that I think should have been played.
Yes. Yes, there's three girls standing there, so I agree. Lone Tree Rindall, out of bounds.
But, I mean, it wasn't like it was one that was right up against the net or nothing. It was very playable in my mind.
Yep, I would agree. We've got Kirkham in.
Schroeder went out.
Wolf will serve for the Beavers. Down by one, 6-7 here in the second set. Stephenson comes outside to Zwiefelhofer, blocked by Kirkham. Hit again by Zwiefelhofer. This time the Beavers are into the net. Halverson there helped Kirkham on that first block.
And I believe it was number 8, Ellie Halverson, that they called in the net on that.
Okay. Kulig is in. And Brown, I think, came out. Frank serving. Tight to the net for the Beavers, and they can't handle that serve. Frank serving again. Up 9-6 in the second set with a kill. Kill. I meant ace, naturally.
Okay.
We don't kill that first one.
Well.
Kruger back in, and Halverson out for the Beavers. Frank serving for the Cardinals. They're up 10-6 in the second set. Wolf with the dig. Kruger going outside to Meyer for the kill.
Oh, nice one by Meyer.
Kruger in to serve. Beavers are down 7-10. Serve is good. Spangberg getting the service team. Stephenson setting up Kulig. Touched by Kirkham. Oh, nice effort by the Beavers.
Yeah, it was great effort. Just could never quite get it up high enough.
Bartholomew in for Zwiefelhofer and Iverson in for Spangberg. Bartholomew will serve for the Cardinals. They're up 11-7. Bartholomew serves deep but good. Zank getting the service lead. They set up Meyer for the kill.
Meyer's looking a little more aggressive this set.
Yep, and she's moving around quite a bit in that front row to make it a little easier to hit the ball. She's got some tall girls in the front row with Iverson and Kulig right now. Meyer serving for the Beavers. Serve is good. Frank gets the serve received. Stephenson goes quick to Kulig. A dig attempt by Kruger, but it goes into the bench.
Yep. When they set her up that close, it's that good, it's going to be tough.
Stephenson serving for the Cardinals. Serve is good. Back set to Bethke for the kill.
Nice job. Good communications by the Augusta girls in that serve, and they took care of it.
Schroeder in, Wolf out. Kirkham lined up to serve. Beavers are down 9-12 here in the second set. Serve is good. They set up Iverson, blocked by Kirkham, and Frank came all the way up from that back row to try to save it.
Yep. Block kill on that one?
Yes, absolutely. Now Kirkham back to serve. Bartholomew with the serve received. Stephenson goes back to Kulig. She has to pass it over. Bethke with a deep hit. Bartholomew with the save. They come outside to Iverson, and she chooses to pass it. Back row attack by Meyer for the kill.
I think that one may have been long.
It might have been, but that came over fast and hard, and Bartholomew decided not to chance it.
Yep.
Kirkham serving again. Nice run here. They're down only by 1 point now in the second set. Serve is good. Frank getting the serve received. Kulig. Kruger on the nice dig there. They pass it back over to the Cardinals on three. Stephenson tips it over on two. It's touched at the net, back over to the Cardinals. Iverson hitting it. Kirkham with the dig. Bethke going outside to Zank. Stephenson getting the pass on that. Bartholomew saving it. Iverson with the hit. Saved by Zank over to the Cardinals. Outside Iverson again into the net. Nice volley. Nice save. Some nice adjustments on the court. Tied up at 12. Timeout Cardinals.
We'll take a break and be right back.
Kirkham serving for the Beavers. Out of bounds. Wolf coming in. Kirkham going out. Frank coming out. And Brown going in for the Cardinals. Kulig is lined up to serve for the Cardinals. They're ahead 1 point, 13-12 in the second set. Kulik's serve is good. Meyer getting the serve received. Wolf bringing it back into the playing territory. Zink getting it over on three. Bartholomew setting it up to Stephenson. Back row to Kulik. Touched by Schroeder there and set up, and Zink hits it back over. They go outside to Iverson. Nice dig by Wolf. Tip over the net by Schroeder, and it falls on the Cardinal side.
Bowen got a hand on it but couldn't get it over.
Frank back in. Kulik out. And we have Kruger out on the other side. And Halverson in for the Beavers. Bethke will serve. Tied up at 13. Frank getting the serve received. Stephenson going outside to Iverson. Touched at the net, but not enough. Good kill there for Iverson. Schmiefelhofer in. Bartholomew out. And Spangberg in. Iverson out for the Cardinals. Spangberg will serve. The Cardinals are up 14-13 here in the second set. Spangberg's serve is good. Meyer's getting the serve received. They go outside to Halverson. Touched and stopped by Lone Tree at the net for the block. Spangberg serving again for the Cardinals. Serve is good. Meyer with the serve receive. Bethke goes back row to Myers. Nice dig by Frank to keep it alive. Zwiefelhofer tips it over on three. Bethke goes outside to Zink into the net.
Zink gets up pretty good, doesn't
she?
She's not that tall.
No, you don't have to be tall to get hops, though. I used to always say the tall girls sometimes need to try to jump more because you'll see some of those taller girls not jumping and the other ones will. Spangberg's serve is good. Bethke going middle to Schroeder there. Face set
Lone
up
Tree.
Lone Tree Rindahl with the kill. A well-placed ball.
Yep.
Little run here for the Cardinals. They're up 17-13 here in the second set.
It was 13-13 at one point, wasn't it?
At the timeout, it was
okay.
Tied up. And then there was a missed serve, and that's ace for Spangberg right on the line.
Hit it with eight, huh?
Timeout, Beavers.
Okay, we'll take another quick timeout and be back after this.
At Arcadia Credit Union, we love watching our members grow. I'm Sarah Malaszewski, Executive Vice President at Arcadia Credit Union.
Spangberg serving for the Cardinals. Wolf with the serve received. Bethke goes back row to Meyer for the kill.
I think Stephenson might have got a hand on it.
Yeah, it kind of
deflected a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Zank will serve for the Beavers. Down 4 points, 14-18 here in the second set. Zank's serve is good. Stephenson goes outside to Zwiefelhofer into the net.
It was tough. She was backing up to get a good swing at it. And
the momentum was not in her favor.
Nope. It was not.
Zank to serve again. Serve received by Lone Tree Rindahl. Back to Zwiefelhofer.
You know, it's short, then it's long.
We'll hit it somewhere in the middle there now next time.
Yep.
Zink serving for the Beavers. They're down 16-18. Serve received by Frank. They go back to Lone Tree Rindahl. Rolls over the net. Meyer, nice dig there by Frank, and then it's up at the net by Halverson. She tips it over. Point Beavers. Zank serving. Serve is good. Over the net. Myers touches it.
Oh, I think we're out of bounds though, huh?
Yep. Smart, quick play. Just not where where she wanted that ball to land.
A foot more to the north and she'd had a point.
Yep.
Did the Cardinals do?
Yeah. Lone Tree Rindahl serving.
I'm not getting what's going on here, but the lower judges talking to, and I see the principal, Josh Skaug, is talking to the student section, so they must have picked up something that wasn't appropriate.
Serve is good by Lone Tree Rindahl. Myers with a hit and a kill. She's on a roll this set. That is her fifth kill just this set.
Wow.
Schroeder out, Kirkham in. Wolf lined up to serve for the Augusta Beavers. They're down 1 point, 18-18 in the second set. Wolf serve is good, Spain and a kill.
Ace.
Ace, I said that twice now.
And it bothers me.
What's going on? My goodness. Wolf serves again, is good. Stephenson tight to the net. Sweepelhofer stays out of the net and gets it over. Meyer set up into the net.
Into the net.
Mm-hmm. Kulig in while Brown comes out. Frank serving for the Cardinals. They're up 20-19. Wolf with the serve receive. They go outside. Out of bounds.
It got over the net, but it went out of bounds.
It did.
This has been a very competitive set, hasn't it?
It has. Frank serving for the Cardinals. Wolf with the serve receive. Halverson setting up Kirkham. Saved by Spangberg. Pass it over on three back to the Beavers. Befke goes outside to Meyer. Frank with a dig. Kulig sets up Zwiefelhofer for the kill. She told you the third time.
Yeah.
Tick, tick, boom. Is that maybe why that expression is as such? Frank serving again for the Cardinals. They're up 22-19 in the second set. Frank's serve is good. Wolf with the serve receive. Kirkham tips it over on three. Zwiefelhofer with a hit. Nice touch at the net by Kirkham. Befke sets Myers outside for the kill. Kruger in. And Halverson out for the Beavers. Kruger will serve. Beavers are down 2 points, 20-22. Serve is good. Lone Tree Rindall getting that. Kulig with a touch.
Yeah, Besky got it.
Okay. Bartholomew in for Zwiefelhofer. Iverson in for Spangberg. Bartholomew to serve. 23-20 in favor of the Cardinals in the second set. Bartholomew serve is good. Ace.
Ace. I don't know if it was quite as hard as her fastball when she pitches for softball, but it came across at a good clip.
It did. Bartholomew serving set point here. Serve is good. They get it up to that front row. Kirkham passes it back over. Stephenson sets up Kulig. Out of bounds.
It was tipped, wasn't it?
I didn't see it. I didn't see anyone over by the ball.
I thought I seen the ball change slight a little bit there, but apparently not. So they avoid a set point there again, the Beavers do.
Meyer serving, 21-24. Stephenson goes to Kulig in. This time she tips it. Nice save by Zink. Touched by Kruger. Wolf with a hit from the back row. They go to Kulig again. She tips it deep. Kruger saves it. Befke goes outside to Zink. Deep tip for her. Nice save in the back row by Lone Tree Rindall. Cardinals pass it over on three. This time Kruger goes quick to Kirkham. Blocked by Iverson. Saved by Zink. Over the net by Befke. Bartholomew to Stephenson. Quick to Kulig. Saved by Zank, saved by Kirkham, and ball falls. That was quick.
25-21, the second set goes to the Lewisham Cardinals. We'll be back with the third set after these messages. It helps if you hit the right button.
No, I don't think it does.
Yeah, it did. We're back. Ready for this third set. Lewisham takes the first, was it 25-21?
25-21 was the first one, and there was the same. Oh. 25-21, both games.
They're consistent.
They are. Frank serving for the Cardinals. Befke with the serve receive, help by Wolf. Out of bounds by Meyer.
Lewisham jumps out to the 1-0 lead here in this third set.
Frank serving again. Serve is good. Zank with the serve receive. Kruger with the save there. Meyer passes it over. Stephenson goes outside to Zwiefelhofer. Zank with the dig. Befke goes outside to Meyer. Blocked by Kulig. Staying alive by Wolf. They roll it from the back row to the Cardinals. Stephenson goes outside to Zwiefelhofer for the kill.
Good teamwork there.
It was. Like, a lot of really good digs on the Augusta side, you know, and then retrieving in here on the Cardinals, they set it up really well.
And they kind of faked them out because they thought they were setting it up for Kulig and Zweifelhofer put it away.
Yep. Frank's serve is good. Wolf with it going right over the net. Zweifelhofer there to tap it back down. Kruger with a quick set by Kirkham. Blocked by a Kulig, but it fell down on her side of the net. Kruger will serve for the Beavers. They are down 1 point. It is 1-2 Cardinals in this third set. Kruger's serve is good. Spangberg with the serve received. Stephenson goes outside to Kulig. Touched at the net by Bethke. Kruger goes outside. Myers tips it right over the blockers, and Spangberg was there, but it had no momentum and just fell flat. Point Beavers.
She placed that very nicely.
She did. She's like, well, I had 6 kills the last time, so I'm going to psych him out and give him a tip this time.
It worked.
Kruger serve, touches the net for the ace. Spangberg was there again, or was that Frank?
No, that was Spangberg that dove for it. She got a hand under, but couldn't control it.
Kruger serving again. Serve is good. Spangberg getting that again. Stephenson setting up Kulig for a very powerful kill on that one. Bartholomew in for Zweifelhofer and Iverson in for Spangberg. Bartholomew will serve. Tied up at 3 in the third set. Lots of threes going on. Bartholomew's serve is almost an ace, but it was a nice save by Bethke. Over the net by Kirkham. And then back over the net. And then Iverson misses one.
I think she mistimed that one because she went up and all of a sudden it was by her.
Yeah.
She gave that facial expression that, ooh, what happened there? What happened there?
Meyer serving into the net for the Beavers.
She almost got Zank in the head on that one.
Bauer going in for Lone Tree Wolf. Lone Tree Rindall, sorry. Stephenson serving for the Cardinals. Tied up at 4. On the line.
Oh, Zank watched it and shook her head.
Ace, baby. Stephenson serving again. Serve is good. Zank getting that serve received. They set up Kirkham, dug up by Bartholomew. They go back to Bauer. Block, kill for Kirkham.
She timed that one really good,
she
didn't
did.
She?
She's been blocking very well tonight. Gunter in for Wolf. Kirkham lined up to serve, tied up at 5 in the third set. Into the net. Wolf in, Kirkham out. We have Brown in and Frank out. Kulig serving. Out of bounds. Frank in, Kulig out. And we have Kruger out and Guntner in for the Beavers, tied up at 6. Bethke will serve. Serve is good. Frank with a dig there. That was a tight one into the net.
Wasn't set well.
No. It was really tight into the net, and even if she would have been able to get it over the net, she was in the net, so that was a double whammy there. The Augusta Beavers are ahead by 1 in the third set, 7-6. Serve is good by Bethke. Bartholomew getting the dig. They set up Iverson. Touched and then out of bounds. Killed by Iverson. Zweifelhofer in, Bartholomew out, Spangberg in, and Iverson out. Spangberg to serve, tied up at 7. Spangberg serve is good. Zank tight to the net, not able to dig it out. That cheering section is pretty fun, though. Spangberg serving. Serve is good. Zank with the serve received. They go outside to Guntner for the kill. Zank will serve for the Beavers. Tied up at 8. Serve is good. Spangberg tight to the net. Stephenson saves it. Brown rolls over to Zank with the dig. They go outside to Meyer. Saved by Frank. Up real tight to the net. Rolled over the net by Zwiefelhofer and returned right away. Back over to Beaver territory. They set up Meyer. Saved by Spangberg and Zwiefelhofer. Passed over on three. Close to the line, but Wolf goes for it this time. Schroeder tips it over. Spangberg tips it right back over. They go outside to Meyer. She tips it, and it stopped, but out of bounds by Brown, or by Bauer.
Bowers, yep. She knew.
As soon as
before she hit the ground from tipping it, she grabbed her head.
Yep, she knew that her just had tipped it
that's
the wrong way.
That's not where I wanted it to go.
Augusta Beaver's ahead by one, 9-8. Zank serve is good. Spangberg getting that low serve receive. They tip it over on three. Bepke going outside. Rolled over the net. Zwiefelhofer tips it right back over. And this time Bauer tips it at the net. Oh.
Gunther tried. She was laying on the ground and played it off the net.
Tried to play it up from her knees there. Lone Tree Rindahl in, Bauer out. Lone Tree Rindahl will serve. It's all tied up at nine. Story of the third set here. Serve is good. Zank with the serve receive. Bepke going out here to Guntner for the kill. She's got two this set. Kirkham in and Schroeder out for the Beavers. Wolf will serve. Wolf's serve is good. Spangberg with the serve receive. They go outside to Zwiefelhofer. Dig by Myers. They go back out to Myers. Tight to the net. Touch by Spangberg. Nice placement there by Myers.
2-point lead for Augusta now.
Yeah, let's see if they can hold on to that.
That may be their biggest lead here in the third set.
For the third set, for sure. It hasn't been much of a lead situation here. Serve by Wolf is good. Cardinals go to Zwiefelhofer, blocked by Guntner and Kirkham. They go back to Zwiefelhofer. Wolf on the dig. Bepke goes outside to Meyer for the kill.
The girls from Augusta are pretty pumped right now. They're showing more emotion than I think we've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And the Cardinals will take a timeout.
And we will, too.
Join Co-op Credit Union.
Wolf serves for the Beavers, who are up 12-9 here in the third set. Cardinals go to Zwiefelhofer. Wolf with the dig. Tipped over, touched over. Brown hit it again. Stephenson goes to Zwiefelhofer, blocked by Kirkham, and it falls on the Beaver side of the net. Nice kill there by Zwiefelhofer.
She kept with it.
She did. Kulig in and Brown out for the Cardinals. Frank will serve. They're down 10-12 in the third set. Serve hits the net. Kruger in and Gunter out for the Beavers, and Kruger will serve. She's their first server, so hopefully they can get a little run. I'm guessing that's what their coach is hoping.
Yes, I believe you're right.
Beavers are up 13-10 here in the second set. Spangberg with the serve received. Kulig with the kill.
When they set it up to her like that, though, it's hard to get a run going.
You can't get a run when that happens.
Nope.
Bartholomew in, Zwiefelhofer out. Iverson in, Spangberg out for the Cardinals. Bartholomew will serve. Bartholomew's serve is good. Zank with the serve received. Kruger going quick to Myers off the side of Iverson's hand. Nice kill there by Iverson. By Meyer. Now Meyer will serve for the Beavers. 14-11 lead, third set. Serve is good by Meyer. Stephenson goes quick to Kulig for the kill. That was quick.
They know where their bread and butter is, don't they? they set her up whenever the opportunity presents itself.
Bauer in, Lone Tree Rindahl out. Stephenson will serve for the Cardinals, down 2 points, 12-14. Serve is short, ace.
Placed that one absolutely perfectly, didn't she?
Yep. Gotta be on your toes in that serve-receive situation. Stephenson serves short again.
Same place.
Catching Meyer on her heels there. Oh. Stephenson serving. Serves a little deeper this time. This time they get underneath it. They go outside to Zank, but it's out of bounds.
A little too much adrenaline as it flew quite a distance.
The whole student section is saying there was a touch, but none of the refs saw it. So Stephenson will continue to serve. They're up 15-14 now in this third set. Dig by, or service by Meyer. Zank sets it deep over. Out blocked by Kirkham on a Kulig set. Oh, and a missed set.
Yeah, Iverson and Kulig looked at each other. It was right between them.
Yep. Wolf out and Schroeder in for the Beavers. Kirkham will serve. Tied up here at 15 in the third set. 8-4 Kirkham. Right on that back line. The cheering section is quieted down.
They have some, haven't they?
They have. Kirkham serve is good. Bartholomew gets it. Stephenson goes back to Kulig. Blocked by Zank. Nice block there by Zank with some help by Schroeder. Kirkham will serve again. The Beavers are up 17-15 in the third set. Kirkham serve is good. Bauer getting the serve received. Stephenson getting back out to Bauer. On the line for the kill. Brown in, Frank out for the Cardinals. Kulig will serve. Kirkham out and Wolf in for the Beavers. Oliva Strum down 1 point, 16-17 here in the third set. Kulig serve is good. Kruger with the serve received. Bethke going outside to Zank. Bartholomew with the dig. Iverson with the save. And Brown puts it over on three passes. Kruger goes back to Bethke. Touch at the net by Brown. Beavers put it back over the net to the Cardinals. Stephenson goes back row to Kulig. Nice touch by Schroeder. Just off the side of her hand. So
yep.
That literally like boomerang down to the floor. It was so fast. Half an inch the other way, and it would have been a kill, a block kill. Kulig serving 17-17. Serve is ace.
She's got a drop ball there, doesn't she? Yep. It's coming over the net, and it just dies.
It's got a lot of spin. Cardinals up 18-17, third set. Kulig serves. Kruger with the serve receive, Wolf with the save, Zank with the roll, Bartholomew with the dig. Out to Iverson. Couple touches to save it. Schroeder gets it over the net. Nice save there by Kulig. They pass it back over to the Beavers. Kruger goes back row to Meyer on the line for the kill.
And we're tied again, if you can believe it.
Imagine that. Gunter going in for Kruger for the Beavers. Kulig out and Frank in for the Cardinals. Bethke will serve for the Beavers into the net.
Mm. That just kind of sucks the momentum a little bit, doesn't it?
Zwiefelhofer in, Bartholomew out, Spangberg in, and Iverson out for the Cardinals. Spangberg will serve. Oliva Strum is up by 1 point, 19-18 here in the third set. Spangberg serve is almost an ace as Bethke chases it right into the bench.
There's a photographer sitting there. I think she almost got run over.
save that lens, honey. Spangberg serving again. Serve is good. Meyer getting the serve received. This time Bethke tips it over on two and nobody home.
Yep. She threw him a change up there. She just basically tapped it over on the second one, his second hit, instead of waiting for the third one.
Zank serving for the Beavers. Serve is fast and good. They go outside to Zwiefelhofer. Zank with the dig. Bethke goes out to Meyer. Nice dig by Spangberg. Saved by Stephenson. Not enough to get it over on three, though. That was a hard hit, and Spangberg did a good job dropping low and having a decent pass on that. Tied up at 20.
Can you believe it?
I very much can. Zank serving for the Beavers. Nice serve. Stays in the back row. Frank saves it to the front row. Bowers with the hit. Touched by Myers. Saved by Gunter. Back over the net to the Cardinals. They go outside to Zwiefelhofer. And there is a beaver in the net.
Yep.
That sounded like a trap, like a trapping joke. There's a beaver in the trap. Schroeder yes. out and Bauer in. Lone Tree Rindahl is in. Serve is good. Nice attempt, save. Let's see if they can get over the net by Bethke. Nice play all the way over the net. Stephenson tips it over on two, back over the net by Schroeder. Schroeder saves it.
Oh, Brown with just a little backflip on it.
And there was girls there, but Gunter didn't know that. So when she tipped it, then it changed the trajectory, and there was no one there. Lone Tree Rindahl serving again. Zank with the serve receive. Bethke serves. Nice hit there. Tip back over to the Cardinals. They go back out to Zwiefelhofer, blocked by Gunter, back over the net by Schroeder. Back to Zwiefelhofer, blocked by Schroeder again. This time they tip it, saved by Gunter.
Oh, nice one by Dank.
Nice. Zwiefelhofer with a hit, out of bounds. See, that's, she was adjusting. They kept getting her hands on that ball, so she tweaked it just a little bit, and it was too much to go out of bounds.
Yep.
Wolf will serve for the Beavers. The score is 21-22 in favor of the Cardinals. Wolf serving for the Beavers. Wolf serve is good. Spangberg with the serve receive. Stephenson goes back to Brown. Nice dig by Bethke. They go out to Meyer. She tips it. Spangberg is there. Brown tips it over. Meyer there to get it. Bethke goes back out to Meyer for the kill. Zwiefelhofer was at that awkward do I pass, do I set it. Timeout, Cardinals.
We'll take a break here, too, and be right back.
Wolf serve is good. Lone Tree Rindahl with the serve received there. Kill by Zwiefelhofer. Iverson, or Kulig in, and Brown out. Frank will serve for the Cardinals. Cardinals have a 23-22 lead. Frank serve is good. If they can, Wolf tries to save it, but it hits the the fans.
She did a good job just to get to that one.
She did.
Here we are at match point, 24-22. Lievestrøm up two sets to none.
Frank's serve is good. Wolf getting the serve received. Gunter going outside to Meyer.
And it's out.
Out of bounds.
They win the third set, 25-22. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Yeah, having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
I'm Robert Rasmussen, Post Commander of the American Legion, Post 459 in Oliva. Our Legion and auxiliary meetings are held the second Monday each month at 6:30 p.m. The Post has created a gathering place for the community, encompassing local organizations who need a place to meet. We created a Wednesday morning coffee with veterans that invites the community into our Post for coffee and donuts along with good conversation.
You can sit down,
we also
Hayden.
Host blood drives 3 to 4 times a year, and we exceed our goal with every drive. So veterans, please consider joining us at the Oliva Legion. Now back to sports I love and my favorite radio station, WHTL.
Welcome back to the Lievestrøm Central High School Gymnasium as the Lievestrøm duels Augusta here in Dearland Conference Volleyball, 3-0. Laura's been busy adding and subtracting and multiplying, dividing, and she's got some statistics for us here.
I do. I will start with the visiting Augusta Beavers. And I'll take that. That would be helpful. Thank you. Number 3, Caden Kirkham, had 1 kill, 2 blocks, and 1 ace. Number 4, Zoe Gunter, had 2 kills. Number 10, Maddie Meyer, had 10 kills. Number 11, Stella Zank, had 1 kill and 1 block. Number 12, Riley Bethke, had 1 kill. And number 16, Brooklyn Kruger, had 3 aces. For the home Lievestrøm Cardinals, number 1, Brinley Bauer, had 1 kill. Number 2, Avery Spangberg, had 1 ace. Number 5, Dahlia Lone Tree Rindall, had 4 aces, 1 block, and 1 kill. Number 8, Mariah Stephenson, had 1 ace. Number 9, Avea Zwiefelhofer, had 6 kills. Number 10, Josie Iverson, had 1 block and 3 kills. Number 11, Ruby Bartholomew, had 1 ace. Number 12, Eliza Kulig, had 3 aces and 7 kills. And number 16, the libero, Gabby Frank, had 2 aces.
There's your numbers. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be back with our Napa Performance Performance Plus Player of the Game.
Annotation.
And we're back to the Leavistrom High School, Butch Halama along with Laura Watke, and we now are at that stage of the evening where we're going to announce our Napa Parts and Performance Plus Player of the Game, brought to you by Napa Parts and Performance Plus with locations in Blair and Independence. Stop by and see Seth or Mike Benedict for all of your auto parts, agricultural parts, commercial parts, and of course the great Auto Center 2.0 in Blair.
Absolutely. So tonight's player of the game is Eliza Kulig. She is a senior here at Oliva Strum, and she had 7 kills and 3 aces tonight.
And a real good game at the net.
She did. She was tipping. She was helping out with some assists up there. So she was very all-around great player for the Oliva Strum Cardinals to help get them that win tonight over the Beavers.
Okay, that wraps it up here tonight. Join us Thursday night as Buck Davey and I will be bringing you volleyball. Our last regular season match of the year will be in Galesville as the GET Redhawks will be hosting the Arcadia Raiders. Then we'll be back at Oliva Strum High School here on Friday night as Dave Carlson and I will be here to wrap up our regular season high school football as the Oliva Strum Cardinals will be hosting the Independence Gilmington Indies. And now that wraps it up. And here's our close.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's match between Augusta and Oliva Strum. Our match is brought to you by Rural Credit Union, Osseo Automotive, The Woodland, Central Builder Supply, Amplify Health by Gunderson, Robbie's Family Market, Stockmans of Osseo, Tri-County Communications, Arcadia Credit Union, Gross Motors, Augusta Tire and Auto, AMPI, Hay Contractors, Midwest Natural Gas, Hockness Tax and Accounting, Pang Chiropractic Relief and Wellness Center, Co-op Credit Union, Arcadia Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Whitehall Electric Utility, Blade Millwork, Bagneski Heating and Air Conditioning, Tricor Insurance, Triple County Council of the American Legion, Burley and Bucks, Wamini State Bank, Whitehall Golf and Pub, Riverland Energy, Simmons Roofing, Ornua Ingredients, Tri-City Sanitation, Blair Online Auctions, Napa Parts and Performance of Blair and Independence. This has been a presentation of WHCL Sports. Join us Thursday for more girls high school volleyball action as the Arcadia Raiders take on the Gale Electric Triple Redhawks on your hometown location for high school sports. Now back on the greatest hits in Wisconsin's heartland on 102.3 WHTL.
Your hometown location. 102.3 WHTL, Whitehall, Wisconsin.